Welcome to On the Record. I'm Mick Hassel, and today I'm delighted to speak with personal injury lawyer Brian Cameron. Brian's a partner at Oatley Vigman. And Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mick.
Brian, according to some statistics from the Ministry of the Attorney General, approximately half of all trials in Superior Court are jury trials, and a lot of those are motor vehicle accident trials, and in an MVA case, about 85% of the time, there's a jury. And there's a lot of different perceptions out there from both the plaintiff bar and defense bar about juries. And a question that might be an oversimplification, but one that I'm very curious in hearing your thoughts on, because you have trial experience, is do you think that juries get it right?
Well, that's a really an open question. I think in some circumstances they do and some they don't, and I realize that's quite an unsatisfying answer, but I think the bigger problem with juries is sometimes there's at least a perception that there's a lot of decisions being made that's not based on the evidence that they hear in the courtroom. And a lot of that is coming from, depending on whom you speak to, advertising. The personal injury bar and the plaintiff side is getting a bad reputation in the public, and that's transferring over to people who sit on juries who think that, you know, there's the potential at least that anybody injured or alleging that they're injured is just out to grab money. And it could be impacting juries, but it's very hard to know what goes on. We hear the results, but none of us, or very few of us, actually know what the evidence was in the courtroom or how the plaintiff appeared or what the doctor said or what the cross-examination was. And I think it's probably a mistake to base a question like, are the juries getting it right, when you hear about a case and a verdict with out knowing anything about what the evidence was in that particular case. And I think there's a lot of jumping to conclusions that are unfounded on both sides.
Right. What do you think the plaintiff bar should be doing to sort of correct things that are or improve this situation?
I think what we can do partly is stop with the nonsensical advertising. I'm very much a proponent of free speech, and I would never support a law that said you couldn't advertise, and I think it would be illegal in any event. So to me, it's a non-starter to talk about somebody else prohibiting it. But there has to be some level of regulation, I think, which would cure a lot of the problems, because there's a lot of claims made out there that just simply are not true. They're misleading. And the public has no way of differentiating between the people who actually know what they're doing and those who don't, who spend a lot of money on advertising. And I agree with it to this extent. That level of advertising, some of it is tasteless, although taste I very much understand is a subjective issue. But it makes, in my view, the whole profession look bad. And there may be truth in that it's impacting juries. And I think I would need more evidence to be completely sure, but I think it's probably true. I mean, how do you avoid it? When people are advertising over toilets and with catchphrases like size only matters if it's your settlement over a toilet, that can't help us as a profession.
Some people have said, you know, do we even need juries? I'm curious about your take on whether you like the jury system and support that, or whether you would prefer to have trials before judges alone.
Well, it's very dependent on the facts of the case, what I would prefer in a particular case, because there's no one answer. If I, for example, have a case, a fatality with a lovely young woman with two young girls and a husband, and she's 25 years old, and she was killed by a drunk driver, you can bet I want a jury. Mm-hmm. If I have a case where maybe even a serious injury, but it turns out my client the day before had done some cocaine and was drinking, and even though it didn't have anything to do with how he was hurt, let's say he was a passenger. So you're not dealing with, you know, drunk driving or something like that. Then I'm concerned, or I would have a concern, that the jury may, in essence, punish my guy for being a bad guy because there's a little bit of cocaine in his system and he was drinking, even though clearly it didn't have anything to do with the cause. So those are two extreme examples of where my decision is different. And the problem, and I differ with a lot of my colleagues, in that I do not believe that we throw out the whole jury system simply because of what's going on now, even if it's true.
Right.
It's a perfect example of throwing out the baby with the bathwater here. I think we need to fix some problems, but my concern would be, okay, you have six people, very unpredictable what's going to happen in a typical civil jury, as opposed to one person with all the power, that being any one specific judge, and results may become more predictable, that might be true, but they could become more predictably poor for plaintiffs. And I'll take unpredictable over predictably poor any day.
Well, Brian, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts on juries. Really enjoyed speaking with you.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for having me.